Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Mr. Al Holmes. He is the executive director and president of My Father's House. And you know, Al, I was, before we went to break, if you're just joining us, I was talking about the fact that over the last several weeks, I've been interviewed two times by WTMJ Radio and once by WISN Television on what is right now. You know, you think about all the killings that are going on in the city of Milwaukee right now, record paces of killings. We're going to be joined next week, I think, by the new mayor, Carol Johnson. Yesterday, I had D.A. John Chisholm on. But there right now is a full-out panic because of young boys stealing these cars. And it's been an issue now for quite a while. It hasn't abated as many thought it would because we had kind of a lighter winter. And so normally, if you have the normal winter in Wisconsin and in Milwaukee, it's so cold and so much snow that young boys aren't out stealing the cars. But this was a different story this time around, so there wasn't snow on the ground as much, so they could still steal these vehicles. Now, they've been stealing the vehicles in Milwaukee for a long, long time, as I mentioned when I was being interviewed, and we hadn't heard, you know, the hue and outcry that we're hearing now. The reason we're hearing so much of it now is because it's going outside of the city limits of Milwaukee, and it's become an issue in suburban enclaves. So now the question is, what can we do about this? And I explained to them, you know, we've got a new police chief. We've got a new mayor. The sheriff is new over the last 2 years. Everywhere, you know, new county executive. And to think that individuals are going to, because they're in political positions, are going to fix this is the problem. You know.
Well, the issue, the Earl, is just like I said earlier, I run a social service agency working primarily with non-custodial parents, mostly men. And we try to talk to them and teach them about parenting, about healthy relationships, about different factors that can improve their lives. But the key is you brought this child on this earth, and you're responsible for them until they become an adult. And your job is to make them as good as or better than you are. When do we drop the ball and say you don't have to do your job anymore and your child starts running wild in the community and you're not held responsible? I'm from the city of Detroit in Flint, Michigan, where I've seen cars being stolen every year for all my life in those cities, and it mostly had to do with the new models. And children were growing up in schools with auto shop and what have you, to where they knew about auto mechanics, and it was easy for them to go take a car, but they were doing it just because they wanted the newer car on the street. These kids are doing what they see on video games.
That's correct.
And these video games are coming out, and they sit up in their homes and play these games, and then they want to go do it for real. But where's the supervision? Where is the accountability of the parent who brought that child on this earth? Until they get 19 years of age, that person is in charge of whatever they do, and that's the person that has to be held accountable. And until we start going back to the old ways with truant officers and whatever, the police and the sheriff and all these other people can't do anything, because it's not being handled where it needs to be handled, at in the home.
So
that's just my opinion.
Well, let me say this. It's certainly an opinion based on knowledge. It's an opinion based on experience. It's an opinion based on facts. You know, I mean, I'm in the schools talking with those boys, and, you know, 10 to 16 years old, and with some of the other guys in the nonprofit that I run. And so, you know, you hit the nail on the head when you talked about the fact that these young boys are watching television, the video games, and they're spending an inordinate amount of time, with those games. And they also say, they'll tell you when you talk to them that they want to see if that's, you know, if they can really do that for real. Now, I know you and I and most people who have been around a little while and who understand that the development of a brain of a young person is at 10 to 15 years old is not in a position to deal with the complexities of life. And that's why they're called adolescents. And so when they can see those things, and here's the other thing that I mentioned that makes no sense whatsoever to me. How can in a society you have on the internet how to steal a car? Why should that be on the internet when you know that there are all these issues that people are dealing with? It's not just in Milwaukee. This is happening all over this nation. Don't tell me.
It's not just that, Earl. It's on the internet. You can find information to build a bomb.
Yeah, I know.
You can look on the internet and get information about how to build a gun.
I know. What sense does that make?
All of this is open to whoever can use that computer, and most kids can use them better than we can because we didn't grow up with those.
Well, that's correct. My point is, why is that legal? That makes no sense whatsoever to me. And then people say, well, you know, freedom. People, we don't want to interfere with the freedoms that people have in the country. Well, you know, there's some freedoms that people don't need. And I maintain,
if you live in a society with more than one person, you have to have rules of how to engage and to coexist. And that's what our laws and rules are about. And when those laws and rules are being broken, as I said, everything goes back to that one word, accountability. Who is to be held accountable? Building more prisons and locking kids up and not addressing the people who are responsible for them and their responsibility to their children is not solving the problem, because we're not going to the source. We have to go to the source and start the process of fixing things at the source.
You know,
not after the fact.
Hold the thought. We've got to go to a break. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Lots to talk about with my friend, Mr. Al Holmes. He is the executive director and president of My Father's House. We'll be right back.
I feel the weight of the world on my shoulder. As I'm getting older, your people get colder. Most of us only care about money making. Selfishness got us following the wrong direction. Wrong information always shown by the media. Negative images is the main criteria. Infecting the young minds faster than bacteria. Kids wanna act like what they see in the cinema. Yeah. Whatever happened to the values of humanity? Whatever happened to the fairness and equality? Instead of spreading love, we're spreading animosity. Lack of understanding leading us away from unity. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling under. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling down. It's no wonder why sometimes I'm feeling under. Gotta keep my faith alive till love is found. Now ask yourself,
where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love? One world, one world.
We only got
one world, one world.
That's all we got.
One world, one world.
And something's wrong with it.
Yeah.
Something's wrong with it.
Yeah.
Something's wrong with the good world. Yeah, we only got one.